that will probably be the case in smaller numbers, in small areas, in places. But it's an animal welfare issue that we have a responsibility to provide adequate water and feed for our animals. Now, if they are not fit to travel and if we can't supply that, we have a responsibility to not let them suffer. There will be individual cattle down at dams in places that can't get up, and some of those will have to be euthanized. This is not going to happen today or tomorrow. If it doesn't rain before Christmas, we're going to see areas that are going to be pretty damn dry, and cattle will be getting weaker. So, and there's not much feed about. We have to look towards trying to manage that as best we can. And some of those people will be forced to euthanize those that are too weak to travel or move.
And so, Bim, where are these areas in particular that are particularly dire at the moment?
Look, it's Western Queensland, Southwest Queensland and Western Queensland are the areas at the present time that are really suffering with added heat. We're talking some 40-degree heats in the next few days, and some high winds, drying country out extremely. So we have to be very, very careful in those areas. They're the people that are going to be suffering the most.
And I understand too, in the area around Billawheela, Mara, Rolleston, Central Highlands, Central Queensland is really difficult too. I mean, their average rainfall is well back on the usual rainfall, and the inland Burnett is also particularly dry.
They are. They're dry. Look, sort of certainly I've been told about the South Burnett's been very, very dry in there. There's pockets in there that have just extreme. But look, I did hear a report from the Central Highlands Mayor that there's areas up there that are the total area is not declared yet, but there are individual properties within those areas that are suffering drought. So they'll be looking to do their individual drought declarations.
Producers can manage the cycle to some extent themselves by selling off cattle, destocking, finding adjustment. But are you hearing of many people applying for individual drought declarations?
Look, I'm not in that area up there, and I haven't heard of any at this stage, but there will be from now on through. I think you'll start to see some individual applications coming through. Rob, it's a really difficult one, this. I know of people in those low rainfall areas, and I'll quote Rick Britton out there, the mayor of Boulia. I know Rick pretty well. He operates his property or their properties out in that area. Because they are in a low rainfall area, he uses dates. If it hasn't rained by Easter time, he'll sell a certain group of cattle. If it hasn't rained by when he gets home from the exhibition, he'll sell some more cattle. So he just manages drought in that respect. He makes sure that he keeps reducing numbers and puts the money in the bank to restock when it's all over again so he can get up and get going.
And that sort of highlights the issue that you've got. You've got drought where you've got a lack of rain, and at that time when you're selling off stock, but then when it does rain, you're going to have to be restocking at much higher costs.
Yes, and that's a problem we have, but that's our weather. That's our weather pattern. And look, I've been talking to Roger Stone just recently, and Roger's he's saying to me, Bim, I'm pretty bloody sure we're going to have a better than average summer across Queensland. And I keep saying to Roger, look, this is going to tear at the heartstrings, and we're all sort of hanging on that a fair bit. So I really hope that you're right. But he tells me he's looking at all the models he can possibly look at, and that's what is telling him.
Where are we at in this drought cycle at the moment, Bim?
It's getting critical in places. We're getting to a point where there's not a lot of adjustment available. Fodder stocks are running down. I spoke to a molasses fellow in central Queensland, and he tells me that he's just starting to receive numbers of calls a day looking to make sure there is molasses supply. I really haven't delved into that yet to find out what the supply levels are with molasses or MHU. But it is going to become pretty critical that is there and available for graziers to supplement their cattle in a pretty difficult position.
At what point do drought committees go to the state government and say, we need to re-look at the drought declarations? I believe about 66% of the state is currently officially declared in drought, and quite a number of places were revoked earlier this year.
Look, I think that needs to start to happen now. We need to start to look at that, review what's going on out there, and probably take something back to government, what the requirements are going to be in the next 3 months.